Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Women in Tech with Ariana, with your favorite host, me. So you're probably wondering, why is this episode so short? And the reason for this is that my podcast is very different from most that you would listen to. One thing that I love to do is just share words of encouragement with those of you that are listening, because the reality is, as we're learning about technology, we're building our companies, we're being innovative and being creative in the world, the reality is life is very, very hard. And no matter what we try to do, it's very hard to separate who you are personally and how you feel from how you show up in your career, in your life as a mom, as a dad, as a person who's a creative and an innovator and a builder. And so I like to drop these just short episodes that are like bites of wisdom. Either it's coming from me or inspiration from God or maybe my grandmother who lives in Georgia. So today's episode is called Every Second Counts. I was on Instagram a few weeks ago and I follow Bleacher Report, which is one of my favorite Instagram accounts that talks about sports news, what's happening in the games, etc. And there was this game against the South Carolina's women's basketball team, and they had beat Tennessee State University's team. And what was so crazy, though, was that during this game, the center, so South Carolina's center, was past the ball, and TSU's defense like completely left her wide open. Like, if you actually Google this, you may be able to find the quick clip, because the video is just absolutely embarrassing, where South Carolina throws their center the ball. TSU, you know, there's literally just a few seconds left in the game, and you can see their defense team begin to turn around, run after her, and then they all literally stop as if they're just like, oh, ain't nothing finna happen. Like, what she's gonna do? Time is running out. And lo and behold, that ball, the center who had the ball from South Carolina, she throws the ball up in the air, the buzzer beater goes off, right? So game over, technically. Buzzer goes off, ball hasn't landed yet, ball goes in the hoop, boom, she makes it. And you should have seen the look on TSU's face when they could not believe it. And so my question for you is, when the buzzer goes off in your life, or even before the buzzer goes off, and there are just a few seconds left on the shot clock, what are you doing in that last hour of the day when you don't want to send the email, when you're going through your task list and you're feeling overwhelmed? So you go take a snack, you go take a nap, then you look at your clock, it's 1:30, and you're like, oh, you know what, maybe I can just finish this tomorrow or push it back to next week. Is that you looking at the center in your life that you're thinking, oh no, she's not going to really actually make that ball in the basket? She only has a few seconds left. Is that who you are to yourself? Is that the doubt that you begin to speak to yourself? And so I think this is something that we can all take each day, right? There are moments and times where I've been honest with y'all in previous episodes where I'm like, I am so tired right now. Do I really want to record this episode? Do I really want to send this email? Do I really want to follow up on this? Do I blah, 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 whatever it is. And I have to remind myself in the moments that, no, this is bigger than me. I'm helping people and you're helping people. Your idea, your company, your legacy, or maybe it's, your vision isn't even to impact 1,000 lives. Your vision could be just to have a happy home that's stable, right? Or a happy business that's stable, and it's not about overcoming the world. So whether you're trying to overcome the world and help them and support the whole entire world and all those who live in it, or maybe you're someone that just wants to support your own block, the reality is that there's someone in this world that's depending on you and that needs you. And you need to make sure that you are giving your all, even when there's only a few seconds left on the clock and the buzzer beater goes off. Because sometimes, and many times in our life, we think it's up. We think our time is up. We think that we're too old. We think that we're not attractive enough, or that we're not smart enough, or that we could never pivot, or that we could never change, or that we could never go into a new industry and figure out who we are, discover a new thing, or because, oh, I don't have a background in technology or real estate, or I've never started a coffee company, or whatever your doubt is, we find these as excuses. And so when we see competition or someone else that has a ball in their hand, we give up and we self-sabotage. So I just want to leave you here with these few thoughts, but just remember that every second counts. And the question that I'm leaving with you is that, what are you doing today, even when your buzzer beater goes off and it seems like all hope is lost? You got this. Keep going. The world needs you. Can't wait to speak to you next week. Like, subscribe, and share this with anyone and everyone within your community that you feel like this will encourage. God bless.